bottom of Kotak Yamad Beish. It's made my old Dekol Chavim Mishohamim. Why are the Goyim spiritually dirty? Because they never stood on Har Sinai. They didn't get the Torah. The Ba Nachash al Chava, people go so on. Nachash had relations with Chava, and he introduced into her this spiritual filthiness. When Klal Yisrael stood at Har Sinai, that Zohama was taken away from them. But the Goyim, who didn't stand on Har Sinai, they remained with that same Zohama. What about Gerim? Their ancestors weren't on Har Sinai, and how did they still have that Zohama? Regular Jews, so all of our neshamas were on Har Sinai, so the Zohama was taken away. But the neshamas of Gerim were not on Har Sinai, the Chara. So the Gemara says that even though they weren't there, their mazel was there. The malachim that accompany each person, even Goyim, that mazel was on Har Sinai, and that helped to take away the Zohama from the Goyim also. They say that every Goy who becomes a Ger, comes from Goyim who wanted to accept the Torah but were overruled by the majority. And every Jew that becomes a Meshumid comes from Yidden who didn't want the Torah but were overruled by the majority. And even though there are many Jews in line, in a family where there's Mumorim, right, that means that they also come. They could be Rabbonim and Gedolim, who were in families that later on the people became Mumorim. But the idea is that people have a connection to previous generations, not necessarily to every part of them. So the ones who have a connection to that part of those Jews that didn't want the Torah, that became the Mumer. The generation before that may not have part to that part of that person, just by genetically. People have recessive genes, dominant genes, and not everybody has connection to all the genes of a parent or a grandparent or whatever. So Gerim also came from people who wanted the Torah, and therefore they already were set aside for that. So they have a mazel, they have a portion of their neshama is also on Har Sinai. The Sina Sasha Yeshnu Po Imanu Hayom, with Hashem Elokeinu Vesasha Inenu Po. Even those that were not here, but they lamais, they're part of them, their neshamas, or their mazel was on Har Sinai. Upliga the Rabbah Bar Kahana, Dom Rabbah Bar Kahana, At Shlosha Doros to Paska Zohama Velsenu. Abba Bar Kahana says that the Zohama went away from Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah, for three generations. Avram Holidas Yishmael, Avram got part of that Zohama out through Yishmael, filtered out through Yishmael. Yitzchak Holidas Esav, Yitzchak got the other part out from Esav, and Yaakov Holidas Bei Shvatim Shloi Ben Shundofi. By the Shvatim already, they were pure from the Zohama of the Nachash. And the others say that it's not a total machlokas. There was still something left that needed to be taken away by Har Sinai, but some of it went away already by the Shvatim. Rashi, Kishabon Nachash Al Chava, Kishenosim La Eitz Olecho Min Ha Eitz Bo Alecho. When he gave her the Eitz to eat from the Eitz, he had relations with her. And the Tzanz Rav says that had he not had relations, she never would have agreed to the Shtus that he said. But since he got her Eitz Ahara up and her Taiva, so she believed him. That's how he got her to believe. Hanochash Hishiani Lashon Nesuin. Right? The hint to it is, Nochash tempted me, that the word Hishiani also has a connection to Nesuin. He lived with me. Gerimai, and the Nochash was not the kind of Nochash that we see today. It had legs. It was the most refined animal in the animal kingdom. It would be today like saying a very refined baboon had relations with a human being. You could hear such a thing. So the snake, at that time, was that kind of snake. Gerimai, Shlohoyu al Harsinai, Mehechen Poska Zoama, Mazlayu Havi Besinai. Choshaomdo al Harsinai, Niskachu Vinitoru, Vinisrapu Mikomum. Just like they got healed from all their physical blemishes, they got healed from all the spiritual blemishes also. Even the blind people and the lame ones were healed. The first of Mount Yomer says that the Zohama didn't go away till Har Sinai argues on the fact that at least some of the Zohama went away before Har Sinai.
Would they argue also on Gerim?
No, because Gerim, nothing went away. It was only from Klal Yisrael.
But how did the Gerim was lost the Zohama?
That's the same thing. He doesn't argue that Zohama didn't go away on Har Sinai too. But it wasn't necessary. It was already way before. But the Mazel of Gerim was there on Har Sinai too. Shover Odom is Achovish Lechol Himenet Grogros, Uvavachal Iskavan Lassus Kuhn. Person is allowed to break open a barrel, to eat figs from it, as long as he doesn't have kavana to make a kli, right, to make a nice opening or whatever, he just slices it open. The ain noktin begufa shel chavis, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You're not allowed to put a hole in the seal, the bung of the barrel. That's what Yehuda says. The chacham matirin. The chacham hold you can put a hole in the bung. You can't put the hole in the side. We'll see if it means the side of the barrel or the side of the bung. And if it was already had a hole, you can't smear wax over the hole. It's one of the malachos as mimareach, smearing a substance that's mamachic. It's smoothing out the leather. A told of that is smoothing out an oily, greasy substance make it smooth. So Maisa came where somebody smoothed out this wax to close off the opening of a barrel, and in Arev, there's the name of a place, in Arabia, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, in the time of Beis HaMikdash, he probably would be Chayav Achatas. Rashi. Shover Adam Chavish, Malaya Grogros, Besakin or Besai, if you can slice open a barrel that's full of figs with a knife or a sword, Lechon and a Grogros, to be able to eat the figs, the aim of the Kalkil Shum Isser B'Shavis. Because here it's totally destructive, you're destroying the barrel. And destructive things are not Osir on Shabbos. We know Kolam HaKalkulin Potter Aval Osir. So there are two ways of understanding this. One is that Rashi says there's no Isir Makalkel. He's talking specifically on this kind of case where it's the sort of Shabbos. If you're doing it for the sake of eating something on Shabbos or whatever, that's how the Rashba and the Ran learn in Rashi. With Sorah Shabbos, Makalkel is Mutter. So to open things for food or open napkins or things like that where it's totally destructive, even though normally destructive things are Osir, but here it's Mutter. The Ran himself says that the barrel is considered like the shell of a nut. Food wrappers are considered like the nut shells. Just like you're allowed to crack a nut to get to the food, you're allowed to open the wrappers to get to the food. As long as it's only destructive, and it's not something that's a binyan that you'd be over on Sosa. It's only destructive thing, and it's a kli, and it's not a binyan, then it's Osir. Therefore, some hold that if the kli would be very big, and have a din of an ohel, be 40 saw, or bigger, Rashi said somewhere else, then you wouldn't be able to open it. Because then you'd be over on the issue of Sosir, of destroying, even though you're not doing it to build again, but that's at least Osir with Rabban. And the Afikeyam says that Rashi is talking about specifically the malachos where you need to do it for the sake of something positive, to be a malach, like Sosar Amanas Livdor, or Korea Amanas Litvor, tearing in order to sow. Those malachas aren't malachas unless they're for a positive purpose. It's not that they're malachas, but if they're makalko, they're potter. Here, if they're makalko, they're not the malacha. The malacha is tearing down in order to build. It's not because you need something positive, because that is what the malacha is. And therefore, if it's not for something positive, those malachas are not osur at all. They're mutter. But all other malachas that are malachas, irrespective of whether they're for a positive reason or not, it's just that there's a separate side reason why it's only the Rabbanan. If it's destruction, then it's osur with the Rabbanan. Okay. Ein uvachloi skavim lasos kli. The nok for yofa pesach noa. Not to make a nice opening. So that's called that you're making a nice kli with a nice opening to put in and take out. That in itself is also because of either binyan, if you hold yesh binyan b'kelim, or because of makah b'patish, finishing off a kli. So that's what's also. Ein noktin megufa hadvuka b'peachor. This lasos neket. You can take out the cork. You can't put a hole into the cork because that looks like you're making a Pesach, which is binyan, or again makah b'patish. The Chacham holds mutter to put a hole into the cork because that's not the normal way of making an opening in a barrel. You make the opening in the barrel itself, not in the cork. Below you can't deny mitzi. The Gemara unfortunately, I'm going to explain. Where are you putting this hole in the side of the barrel or the side of the cork? Memareach is a told of memachik, smoothing out the leather. Here you're smoothing out the wax. Va'are medina is name of place. Nechata shema miriach hashayv the dovka the dovnekli sofiv aneket. Maybe he did it in order to smooth out the thing, in order to keep it and close off the opening of the barrel, and that would be memareach, memachik. Okay, Omrav Oshia, lo shanu ela drusos, avo mefurados lo. We're only talking here where the barrel had in it figs, right, that were trampled on, right, and made into big cakes, where you need now a knife to separate them. But separate figs, you wouldn't be allowed to take a knife or a sword and open the barrel. Not because of the issur of opening the barrel, because of the issur of muktzah, which we'll get to in a second. Mefurados lo, right? Mefurados, you can't do it. Meister of Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, maybe other misachovish, shayayin, umatiz rosha besayit, umanichal of niha archa beshabbos, vein choshish. You can even open a barrel of wine. Now the idea is the following. You can't take a kli, according to what's it called, Rav Nechemiah, which we'll get to, that this is going according to Rav Nechemiah. Rav Nechemiah holds even a kli that's malachdol of heter, you can only use for its normal usage. You can't use it for a different usage than its normal usage. So normally, swords and knives are not used to open barrels. So you wouldn't be allowed to open the barrel. But if there's food inside, that needs to be cut with a knife or a sword, so that's a normal use of the sword and the knife, then once you're taking it to cut the figs, you could take it also to cut the barrel. Since you're being a talkli for the figs, which is the normal use, you can use it even for the abnormal use. So therefore, the only time you're allowed, according to the family, to talkle the knife or the sword, is if there are figs inside that need to be cut. But if the figs don't need to be cut, then you can't be metalto the sword or the knife, just open the barrel, because that's not its normal use. So the Gemara brings a raya that our mission doesn't hold like that. Because as a brisa it says, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you can bring a knife to open a barrel full of wine. Obviously you don't have to cut the wine, so you're only doing it for the sake of the barrel. Still you're allowed to be metalto the knife or the sword for the sake of the barrel itself. The Gemara says, Ahi Rabbanan, Masis Rav Nechemiah. That brisa goes according to the Rabbanan, who holds you allowed to metalkel a kli, even not for its normal use. But the Mishnah goes according to Nechemiah. So I said, my duchit raboshia laokmi masnisen kred Nechemiah ubedrusos lokma bifurados Rabbanan. What forced raboshia to say our Mishnah is dafka talking? The Mishnah doesn't say that. Dafka talking by figs that have to be cut, and it goes according to Nechemiah, and you're only allowed to take the knife because you have to cut the figs also. Say, the Mishnah is talking even by separate figs that don't have to be cut, and you're allowed to take the knife even just to cut the barrel, and it doesn't go like the Nechemiah. What was the proof in the Mishnah that it's only talking with figs that need to be cut? Where do you see that? Amarava Masnisan Shise. He had a problem with two Mishnayis, and he had to say that our Mishnah is talking where it has figs in it that have to be cut, and it goes according to Nechemiah. Why? My eerie, the tani grogros, listen peros. Why did it say grogros? Why did it say figs? Say any peros. Then why did it have to mention that the barrel was filled with figs? Just say it was filled with fruit. Any fruit. Right? It's because figs could be in a situation where you need a knife to cut them. Other fruit could be not. So he mentioned figs specifically to hint to us that it's talking about fruit that has to be cut with a knife. And therefore, only that kind of fruit is mutter to open the barrel. Because then you're taking the knife for the sake of the fruit. Okay, Rashi. Lo shonu d'sho brachovas matak l'asayif l'kach. We don't say that you're allowed to move the sword to open up the barrel. Ela b'drusos. Shagrogros drusos b'igol. V'chot chumimeno b'kordum or b'sayif. V'ayni matak l'asayif l'achto grogros. Tover b'inami l'chovas. It's only talking where the barrel has in it figs that are trampled and made into hard cakes where you need a sword to cut them. Then, since you're taking the sword to cut the figs, you're allowed also to use the sword to cut the barrel. But separate figs that you don't have to cut with a sword. You're not allowed to metalkel a sword just to open the chodesh, to masnitz from Nechemya, because the Mishnah goes according to Nechemya, to Omer ain't kli nitl el tashim from a yuchad lokim mokim kamon. Right, that he holds that a kli can only be moved on Shabbos for its normal usage, not for something that's abnormal. You see from this braisa that you're allowed to open a barrel with wine, even though obviously you don't need the sword to cut the wine. Rabbonin, that's no problem. That braisa goes according to the Rabbonin. The pleady under Reb Nechemya, who argue under Reb Nechemya, the Amri Kolak came to tell him the tzorich or the shol tzorich. You're allowed to move kelim for anything. Kei klisha malachto leheter, you're allowed to move afilu michama letzer. And klisha malachto leheter, you're allowed to use if you need it, the tzorich gufo. But you know, it doesn't have to be, it's normal usage. Any usage is okay. Okay. Tanya, Chada, one brisa says, choslos shol grogros v'shol tzmorim, matir umatkia v'chotech. Choslos are like the boxes that lulavim come in. They're made from, what's it called, sometimes the lulavim themselves. They're like open baskets. How to describe it? With big holes or whatever, made together with small pieces of wood or whatever. And that's like a net, netting kind of thing. That you put, what's it called, figs or dates in. So matir umatkia, you can untie the knots that hold the netting, the sack closed. Umatkia, Rashi learns matkia means you can untwine the ropes that make the sack, or chotech, you can cut it. Three ways to get it open: untying it, untwining it, or cutting it. Betani idach, matir. And one says you can untie the knots, avalo matkia, you can't untwine the lochotech, and you can't cut it. Lokash, horabonen, horab nechemya. Right? Depends what's it called. To untie, you don't need a kli. To do the other things, you need a kli. So, if you need a kli, this is not the normal usage of any kli. So the rabbonin hold, you can do it with a kli, you can do it this way too. And Rab Nechemya holds, you can't use a kli for this, therefore you can only do it with your hands, not with a kli. Titania. Reb Nechemya omer afilu tarvid. Reb Nechemya holds even a tarvid, afilu tarvis. Right, a tarvid is like a spoon or something like that. It doesn't say here what a tarvid. It's like some kind of spoon, or even a talus, clothing, afilu shach, even a regular knife. Ein mitol el tzorach tashmishin. You can't move them except for their normal usage. Okay, Rashi. Choslos kli shol kapos tmorim, ve'osin kamin salim, ve'nosin metochon tmorim roin l'shbashel. You make like baskets out of it. It's a kli made out of lulav leaves. Like it's a netting kind of thing, right? And you put in dates and figs to ripen. Matir im hakisi kosher v'chevel. If it's tied, you rather untie the knot. Because it's not the kesher shol kayoma. It was made just to keep these things temporarily and then to open it up. It wasn't made, it was a knot, it wasn't a ketcher shal kayoman, not a ketcher shal uman, and you're allowed to open it up. Avalomakia, so sir shrasha sacheva b'kli. But this braisa holds, you can't take a kli and untwine the rope. The Rambam holds that untwining rope is called, what's it called? It's called the matir. And those things were made to stay. not untwining it. So some say that the Rambam only holds that, they say that, what's the Rambam going to do with this Gemara? Says that you're allowed to untwine it, except according to Reb Nechemiah. So they say that either the Rambam would hold mafkia does not mean untwining it. It means also cutting it a certain way. Or that the Rambam only holds untwining is where you have a very thick rope that's made of smaller ropes, and it's made to stay like that forever. But something that's just twined a little bit, that's not made to stay, it's made to open and close, even the Rambam would hold, that's not called tying. Making a rope is not called tying, where the rope is not going to stay together. The Nafkamina is using those ties on Shabbos to twine around and close packages or whatever. Right? According to the Rambam, twining a thing, two things together, could be an Issa D'oraisa. But according to this, that's not what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam is talking about making a rope to remain a rope forever from slipped strands. But here, you're not making it to stay like that. I don't know. You want to twine it so you can open it up. It's made to open and close. That's not awesome. And most post walls, not awesome. Yeah, but when you're not going to open it up, but together, then you shouldn't do it. You need to do it to open and close. If you're doing it to throw away and to leave it closed, then it's better not to do it. That's not what a knife is normally made for. Okay. Right, Rashi, l'nivras litchov, to put a hole in a, what's it called, with a spear, right, in the side of a barrel. You have a barrel, you want to get the wine out. Are you allowed to put a hole in the side of the barrel with a spear? Your intention is to make a Pesach, to get the wine out and to put wine in, and that's binyan. You're building a Pesach, you're making an opening, and making an opening is awesome. Your intent is not to make an opening, you just want to get the wine out. Opening means it's made for in entrance and exit. But if it's just to get the wine out, right, then you're basically breaking the thing, and you want to make a nice big opening with a spear so people don't think you're stingy. But your intention is not to make an opening that you can enter and exit or whatever things. You just want to get the wine out. That's not called a Pesach. Odila Vishari. Amarleila Pisach and Mechad Moasim. No, you're afraid that you're going to have Kavana to make a nice Pesach, a nice opening, and therefore it's awesome. Okay, we see obviously the implications here of opening cans or whatever, where you make a nice opening and you want to use it for entering and is one thing, or you just want to open up the can to get the things out. You're not interested in making an opening to put things in or whatever. So then how you open it, right? Sometimes you do have a can that you want to make a nice opening and you take things out and you close it up and put things back or whatever, and that would be awesome. In a way that it can't be like that, the heart would be more like this, where it would be more. So right now we have no time to go through that, but we'll see that it has implications for all of that. Maybe Adam Chodeshagayim, who matches Rosha beside. Chora, right, we have a brisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you're allowed to bring a barrel of wine and cut off the top with a sword. So what's it called? So why is that different than taking a barrel and putting a hole in the side with a spear? Well, it says, no, hasam vadi lai in yofik ha-mechad. Over there, for sure, you have no kavana to make a Pesach because you're cutting off the whole head of the thing. That's not a nice Pesach. That's just to get inside what's in the wine. But here, you're making a hole, right, with a spear, that already is an exit and entrance hole. Or at least it's possible to be that, that's worse. Ha'achem, he said, la'in yofikam ha'chayim ha'tuvei miftah. Right? The chor over here, so that over there for sure his intention is just to open it in an easy and abundant way. But over here, if he wanted to do that, why don't you just open the barrel? Why is he making a hole in the barrel with a spear? Must be because he wants to have an entrance and exit hole, or at least it's possible to want that, and therefore it's us. Rashi. La'ayin yofe, la'harfi motzi hayayin, v'nekev gadol, v'lo'nokev le'kederach hanok, v'nekev ogol v'yofe. Since he did it with a spear, his intention is just to make a nice big opening to get the wine out, right? And not to make a nice opening, right, that you cut around and carve out, that it should be good for entering and exit, that you have a thing to use the barrel on an ongoing basis. So Shmuel says, what, you cut the top of the barrel off? Also, body line, you're up at the Shemar ha'pia l'mata, mimagufta, k'nitani matis esrosha, svas pia. You cut it under the normal cork, because you want to open it, right, wide. That's, if you wanted to make a Pesach, just take out the cork. Yeah, but my, you want to do it over here in an abundant way, not to leave an opening and closing or whatever. But over there, right, if you just wanted to open the barrel, all you're doing here is putting in a spear thing, right? You could have opened the barrel and opened the cork. Why are you doing this? Because you want to make a nice opening. Okay, right. Ein nokvin megofa. The Mishnah says you can't put a hole in the cork. Omrafuna machlokis lamala. That's only if it's on top of the barrel, the cork. Then you can't put a hole into the cork. But if it's on the side, everybody holds us. If it's on top, it's a machlokas. Whether you're intending to make an opening or just to get the wine out. But if it's on the side, everybody holds us. Why? Because on the top, people don't usually make openings on the top of a barrel because things fall into it. That's not the place to open the barrel and have things fall into the wine. Normally, you make an opening on the side of the barrel. Then things can't fall in. You get what you want out, you put things back in, but nothing's going to fall into the barrel from the side. So it's not normal to make an opening on the top. There's a machlokas. You're intending the opening, you're intending just to get out the wine, machlokas. But if it's on the side, that's for sure an opening. That's a normal way of making an opening. Everybody holds a saucer. That's what the Mishnah means when it says, but don't make a hole in the side. In the top, it's machlokas whether you can make the hole or not. But in the side, you can't make a hole at all. Rav Chisda omer machlokas min atzad. Rav Chisda said just the opposite. The machlokas is where you did it on the side. Even there, there's an opinion that says you're allowed to do it. Aval al gav adibri akol mutter. But on top, where it's not normal to make an opening, there everybody holds mutter. Ay, v'hodik tani lo yikadena mitzida. Right? Ay, it says you can't put a hole in the side. Right? Mashma, that in the side of the... Of the court, everybody holds saucer. Hashem v'guf of the chavis. That's not talking about the court. In other words, if you want to put a hole in the court, so if you put it in the top of the court, that's where what's it called the Rav Chisda holds. Everybody holds mutter. But it's not a normal way to make an opening. And if you put it in the side of the court, then it could be a saucer. That's machlokas. But if you put a hole in the side of the barrel. That, everybody holds is awesome. Putting a hole in the side of the barrel is also for sure. But putting a hole in the side of the cork, that's a machlokas. Because if you wanted to make an opening, just take off the cork. Let's put a hole in the cork. Right? But in the barrel, putting an opening in the barrel, that's the way to make a Pesach, an exit, an entrance in the barrel. Tana Rabbana, Rashi, first of all. Lamala barosh hamagufa, at the top of the cork, possibly to show Rabbanan. That's where the Rabbanan says you're allowed to make a hole. The lab urchel never pischosim. It's not normal to make an opening on the top. And the note will call a magufa. If you're going to make an opening on the top, take out the cork. Abu mitzida zim in the afdi lamishu pischo. There ain't a roach of the pot for the mala. So the people offer a psalus behind. But sometimes they make a hole in the side of the cork. That goes, extends into the side and down. So you can pour the wine out of that hole, but it's on the side of the cork, so nothing can fall in. And the reason you don't want to take out the cork is, if you take out the cork, things will fall in. Because then the hole is on top. So you have a cork on top of a barrel. To put a hole in the cork, right, that's what you call on top is mutter. Because it's not normal. If you wanted a nice opening, take out the cork. You're making a hole in the cork. You don't gain anything. It's the same problem of things falling in. So that's okay. That's abnormal. But to put a hole in the side of the cork, sometimes people do that. They don't want to take the whole cork out because they don't want things to fall in. So therefore, they make a hole on the side of the cork to make the opening there. Then you're making an opening. That's where the machlokas is. And the other opinion says no. What's it called? It doesn't make a difference if it's on top of the cork, the side of the cork. That's not the way to make an opening. So what's usher on the side of the barrel? That's where it's usher to put a hole. To open the barrel on the side, that's a normal opening. Tana Rabbanan, one second. Aber mitzida, sin in der Abdila Vishon Visaria, Hainu Ditani Loikagena mitzida, Baba Gufa Koi, Vidibra Ko. And that's what the Mishnah says, you shouldn't make a hole in the side, meaning in the side of the court, because everybody holds that sauce. Machlokas minatzad. And Rav Chisda says, no, the machlokas is when it's on the side. Hashem dukas Rav Yehuda. That's what Rav Yehuda said in the sauce. Rav Yehuda, ikad abdil kisva. Sometimes you make a hole, an opening like that. But, in the, what's it called, in the top, everybody knows mutter. The Mishnah says you can't make a hole on the side. That's not talking about making a hole on the side of the court. That's talking about making a hole in the side of the barrel, munch. That everybody holds is awesome. Tanu Rabbanan. A nokfin neket chodesh b'shabbos. You're not allowed to put a new hole, a new opening, what's it called, anywhere, in the wall or anything on Shabbos. The imbala hosif mosif. But to add to an existing one, you can. The Yesh Omrin, ain't mosif. You can't even add, right? You have a hole, we have it once before, we have a knife that's in the wall or in the barrel. You want to be able to take it out, so if you put it in and took it out before, it's a wide thing, you can take it out on Shabbos. If not, you're making the hole wider, and it's awesome. The shogun should not be naked yoshim lechatzila, but there was already a hole there. You're allowed to put something into that thing and take it out, lechaim lechatzila. The tanakama maishnomi naked chodesh below, the komisakin pischa, or sofi nomi komisakin pischa. Tanakama holds you're not allowed to make a new hole, but you're allowed to add to an existing one. Adding to an existing one is also making a new hole. That part that you added is new. Omer Rabban, Dvar Torah, Kol Pesach, Shein Osi Lahachas, Ol Tzino Pesach. It's not talking you want a hole for entrance and exit. It's just for one way. To keep the knife in there. Okay? You don't want to take things out from that hole. So really, for the Torah, only a hole that's made for entrance and exit is called Binyan or Makom HaPatish or whatever. For Rabbanan who degods are Mishum Lul Shel Tarnagolim. The Rabbanan answered any hole because we're afraid you'll make a hole in a Lul Shel Tarnagolim, and that's taka made for entrance and exit, even though it doesn't look like that. Entrance is made, obviously, to go in. It's also made as an exit to get the hevel, the bad air out. It's made to put air in and to take out the bad air. The Imbola Hosif Mosif Asufi Vadi Bulusha Karigam Lo Asif Asufi. But they made the Xera only on making the hole to begin with. But adding to a hole, that we're not afraid. If you let him add a hole over here, he's going to make a hole in a Lushal Tarnagolim. That much they weren't gozer, so adding was mutter, because anyway it's only Rabban. Rashi. Ein nok v'neket chodesh b'kli. Can't put a hole in a kli on Shabbos. Neket yashin shenista. But you had a hole and it got stuffed up, you're allowed to reopen it. V'chichozer poseach lavkos pesachu. When you reopen it, you're not making an entrance. The entrance was there. You're plugging the entrance. Shari oshi ba'omer. You see, moshe lavklum. The fact that it got stuck up doesn't make it not an opening. It's an opening that's stuck up. So now you're just renewing the opening that was there. You're not making an opening. Asupe no mikam esakin pischa. But to add shemar chivo, the ish kamishum gmar malacha. But to add to the whole, right, that wasn't a stuffed up thing. That was part of the kli. Now you took away part of the kli to make a bigger hole. Why is that mutter? Have la sirchon shle musha tarnigolim. Take out the bad air so the tarnigolim don't die. The imbala hosif mosif. Lo gazunim dil ma'asi la sufim belusha tarnigolim. Dil ma'osif in ishaleha. That's not normal. When you make a hole in the lul, right, you make what you need. You don't make a little one and then add to it or whatever. So we're not afraid that you're going to add to a hole in the lul shel tarnigolim that's not normally done. We're only afraid you'll make it to begin with. So they answered making a hole in any kli, if it's not made to put in and take out, which is only the Rabbana, because we're afraid that you'll make one in a lul, and that is made to take in and put in and take out. But to add to a hole, which you don't do in a lul, there's no reason to be gozer, and therefore you can add to a hole in a kli where it's not made to take in